الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you about the importance of remaining connected to the Quran. The Kalam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has a right on us. The Kalam of Allah is the speech of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is the direct word of Allah, it is the speech of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala honored us with, and therefore it has a right on us. And the biggest proof that it has a right on us is the statement of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah said, the Nabi will complain that this ummah of mine has thrown the Quran behind their back. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi said that a person who does not complete the reading of the Quran at least two times in the year comes under that category of people who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will complain against as having thrown the Quran behind his back. So a person who does not read the Quran at least two times in the year, that means once in 6 months, he would have completed the recitation of the whole Quran. Now, obviously, if you do not know how to recite, if you are struggling with that, if you are learning, then inshallah Allah will forgive you as long as you continue that. So you may not be able to complete the Quran two times in a year. Maybe you can do it only once, maybe you can do it less than that. But as long as you are continuing, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and we have hope in His forgiveness. But if somebody is not making an effort at all, if they are not reading at all, then what do you say? So, very important for us to learn to read the Quran. Reading the Quran is not English, it is not Urdu, it is not Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, it is Arabic. And therefore, to read the Quran in Arabic, this is our maqsad, this is our purpose. And for that, we must learn to read Arabic. Again, it takes time, and of course, we have the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, a person who is struggling to learn to read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two rewards. One reward for his struggle and one reward for reading. So, alhamdulillah, there is bashara for somebody who is making an effort. So, very important for us to learn to read the Quran in Arabic, number one. Number two, in Arabic means according to the rules of tajweed. There is a way of reading the Quran which is the only way of reading the Quran. So, people sometimes ask, you know, हमारे लोग पूछते तजवीज से पढ़ना क्या, नहीं तो और कैसे पढ़ते, तजवीज से नहीं पढ़े तो कैसे पढ़ते. सो द पॉइंट इज लाइक, इट्स लाइक सेइंग, यू नो, खाना मुंह से खाना क्या, नहीं कान में डाल लो. व्हाट डज इट मीन मुंह से खाना क्या, और कैसे खाते फिर. सो इट इज अ रिडिकुलस क्वेश्चन. सो द होल पॉइंट इज दैट देर इज ओनली वन वे ऑफ रीडिंग द कुरान एंड दैट इज अकॉर्डिंग टू तजवीज. नाउ वन ऑफ द every upside has a downside. So, one of the upsides of the Quran is that today, alhamdulillah, thanks to the many different Qura, beautiful recitations which are available freely on the internet and various other sources, the listening to the recitation of the Quran is something which has become quite common. And alhamdulillah, a lot of young people are interested in that and they listen to that. That is the upside. The downside is that many of them then, they try to imitate those Qura, which up to that point is okay, except that in the imitation, they forget about tajweed. So then all they are doing is imitating some tune, right? So you try to recite like whoever, you know, Afasi or Ghamdi or Al-Utaybi or whoever, right? So you are only imitating the tune and tajweed is all wrong. Now this is a very major problem. This is a very, very major problem that you read without the riayat of the tajweed and you are only imitating a tune. The Quran is not a song. You're not singing a song. It is not a tune that you are imitating. So, it's all very well to have a good voice and it's all very well to recite the Quran in a pleasant manner. But if your tajweed is wrong, then all that pleasant manner and so on and so forth is null and void. And if you are, for example, leading Salah and if your tajweed of Surah Al-Fatiha is wrong, and you are reciting that Surah Al-Fatiha in the, you know, tune of this one or that one, then not only is your salah, you know, gone bad, but whoever is praying behind you, you affected their salah as well. So it's very important to learn the rules of tajweed. The rules of tajweed are not difficult, they're easy to learn. And so very strongly I recommend this and I say please learn tajweed. Some ulama have even said that to read the Quran without learning tajweed, which means to read it incorrectly, is a sin by itself. Imagine you are reading the Quran and you're committing a sin. Now obviously, if you do not know tajweed and if you are still struggling, or for many people who are older, some of them, and Arabic is not their language, some of them, for them the makharij and so on, sometimes are difficult. So even if they know the rule of tajweed, they are not able to pronounce correctly. Inshallah for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to forgive, inshallah. I am talking about people not making the effort at all. They don't learn. They, you know, they don't take any time. They have time for everything else. But to learn tajweed, they have no time for that. So this kind of attitude is very bad. So we must learn. Second issue is the understanding of the Quran. Again, the ulama are very clear. And there are many dalail from the Quran as well as from the Sunnah. That reading the Quran, whether or not you understand, is necessary and it is beneficial. So you will get sawab, inshallah. Even if you are reading the Quran without understanding, you will, inshallah, definitely get sawab. So therefore, that should not be a reason for not reading. Sometimes shaitan puts this. What is the point of reading? I don't understand Arabic. I will just read the English translation. Many people have this thing. No, I'm just reading the English translation. I don't understand Arabic anyway. What is the point in reading? No. That's a completely wrong attitude. The kalam of Allah is in Arabic and therefore reading the Quran in Arabic is to read the Quran. If you are reading the tarjuma of the Quran, you are reading the kalam of the mutarajim, you are reading the kalam of the translator, you are not reading the kalam of Allah. By all means read translations because we should know what it means. Ideally, we should understand the Arabic itself. So therefore, also place some importance on learning Arabic, at least enough Arabic to learn the Quran. So, reading in Arabic is essential and it is beneficial whether or not you understand what you are reading. So, definitely make this a habit, an usul, absolute rule in your life that every day you will read a certain amount of Quran. Ideally, read at least one juz, one para, one sipara, one section of the Quran, at least read that much one day. If you can't manage the one juz, then you read as much as you can, keeping in mind that you must complete the Quran at least twice in the whole year. Make this into a rule and say, so divide it up according to that and say, you know, 2 pages, 3 pages, 5 pages, whatever. So read it. But ideally read one juz, in which case you would have completed the Quran every month. One. Make this a rule. So in Arabic, you will read that portion every day. And make this a rule for yourself that you will not go to sleep until you complete your Quran recitation for the day, no matter what. You are traveling, you are at home, not home. This must be an absolutely inviolable rule. I must read that much Quran every day. Whether I understand, I don't understand, leave that aside. Having read that part, complete that. Then, again, start from the beginning. Whichever translation, whichever language you use, read the translation. Read as much of the translation as you like. It doesn't that for the translation there is no limit. Read as much as you like, but read the translation. The two don't have to match. If you can match, well and good. If you can't match, also it's okay. So, but don't substitute reading the translation for reading the Arabic with this argument to say that I don't understand Arabic anyway, so let me read. No. You are supposed to understand the Arabic, but even if you do not understand the Arabic, read the Quran in Arabic because that is the Quran. Anything else is not the Quran. So, that is very important. Third thing is that when you are reading, it is afzal, it is much better to look at the kalam and read it. Because then all your senses are involved. So, you are looking at it with your eyes and you are reciting it with your tongue. And when you are reciting it, you are also hearing it. So, it is important to read the Quran in at least a low voice that you can yourself hear. So that all your senses are involved in it. And remember, everything will bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your ears will bear witness, yes, we heard him recite. The tongue will bear witness, yes, I recited. The eyes will bear witness, yes, we saw it. So make this a rule. Also, Imam al-Ghazali used to say, when you wake up in the morning, let the Quran be the first thing that you see. So when you wake up, don't look at your WhatsApp messages or, you know, whatever on the phone. This is a musibah. Don't do all that. Forget the phone. first thing you read, when you get up in the morning, make wudu, pray tahajjud, after that, first thing you see, let that be the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the Quran, even if it's a little bit, even if it's getting time for Salatul Fajr, just read one passage, whatever, then go and pray your Fajr and come and complete the rest of the recitation. If you can complete the whole section before that, alhamdulillah. So, let that be the first thing that you see. Final point is, obviously, the Quran didn't come to be read without understanding. The Quran came to be read with understanding and to be implemented in our lives. So, that must be kept in mind and that we must do. So, you finish your reading, read your translation or understand it, and then think about the passage, that whatever part you have read, and say, in this part, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order me to do? What are the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And implement them in your life. Now Allah said, Aqimus Salah, so establish Salah. Right? Don't get involved in the subsidiary masail of fiqh in that whole issue. You know, should I do this, pray in this way or that way? As long as you are praying in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are fine. Right? So make sure that you do those things. Be very clear about your reading and recitation of the Quran and doing it in this way. And finally, as an aside, one thing which you also see sometimes people when they are praying is you see them, if you look at them, you do not know what he's doing, because when he's praying, he's also just standing there and neither his lips are moving nor anything is happening. Absolutely not. He's just standing there as if he's a block of stone. Now, this again is incorrect, because in Salah, just think about this. What are you supposed to do with Surah Al-Fatiha? Think about it or recite it? Recite it, right? You're supposed to recite Suratul Fatiha. You're not supposed to imagine Suratul Fatiha. You're not supposed to think about Suratul Fatiha. So recite means what? It means you have said something with your tongue. Now obviously, it does not mean you have to say it loudly. You don't say it loudly. You say it softly. But you say it. Today we pick up all kinds of things. For example, sometimes you find people when the Imam says Sami Allahu liman Hamida, somebody loudly will say Rabbana lakal hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Where did you get this from? Who said that the Muqtadi has to say this loudly? It is something that Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu said. Alhamdulillah, if you say it, and it's a dua between. So say it softly to yourself where nobody else can hear it. It's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we pick up something. There is no dalil. You heard somebody saying it, you start doing it. But the fact that you should recite Surah Al-Fatiha, which is part of the, Surah Al-Fatiha is the rukun of Salah. And you are supposed to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, not think about Surah Al-Fatiha. How do you simply stand there silently, doing what? So, please understand, this is important as far as the usul of the Salah are concerned. I am mentioning it here because it relates to the recitation of the Quran. So even when you are reciting the Quran at home or wherever you are reciting it, do it in a way where it is softly audible to yourself. If you are reading in the masjid, don't recite so loudly that somebody who is coming and praying now, his whole prayer gets destroyed because he is trying to recite something, you are reciting something else, and everything gets diverted. Don't do that. Do not disturb anybody. If you are reciting, you find somebody is praying, go and sit in another place. Make sure, be considerate of the people around you. Right? But recite in a way where you can hear it yourself. You're not reciting to show somebody else, but for yourself, move your lips, let the small sound be there so that you can hear the Quran. You're not just looking at the Quran, you're not just sitting there staring at it. You are reading it. How do I know you are reading it? Because you are actually saying something. So it's important for us to ensure that we follow those rules. So read a certain amount every day. Whether you understand it or not, number one. Number two, read that in Arabic. Number three, by all means, read a translation so that you also know over time what you have been reading. Number four, implement that in your life. Number five, look at it and read it in a way where you can hear it so that all your senses are involved in that kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after you do all of this, make dua, because one of the times of acceptance of dua is after recitation of Quran. Not after recitation of one particular surah or something. Those are also there. But any part of the Quran, alhamdulillah, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equally mubarak from the beginning to the end. So therefore, after reading the Quran, then make dua for yourself and for your asatiza and for your parents and for all the Muslims. We need dua for all of them. Make special dua for the Muslims of South Africa. because there is a major problem happening there. There's a huge ethnic clashes. It's like a war zone. And people are killing each other and all kinds of things. So make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should save the whole country from anarchy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should save the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should save all the innocent people. And keep them from all kinds of harm. And settle the things of that nation. It's a very sad thing to see a very good country. You know, may Allah save it from that. I'm not saying it is going down the drain, but that's what it looks like. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us and save them, and save the people, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ارحم الراحمين.